Chapter 12. The Remote Control is Changed. After school the next day, Jordan entered the living room to watch television. He sat down on the sofa and took the remote control. It felt different in his hand. He looked at it. "Oh no!" Jordan exclaimed. It was a different remote control. He searched the house desperately for the old one, but he couldn't find it anywhere. Then Jordan went to the living room to try the new remote control. Maybe this remote control does the same thing, he thought. He turned on the TV and pressed 4. A picture appeared on the screen immediately. There was no grey screen with white spots, and there were no problems with the sound. Jordan pressed 4 a few times, but nothing happened. Then he heard the door open. His father was home. "Hello," said Mr. Connolly. "You noticed the new remote control, I see. I got it today from the electronics shop in the shopping centre. I came home to take some important documents for work, so I left it here." "What did you do with the old one?" asked Jordan. "I returned it," said Mr. Connolly. Jordan's face became white. "Jordan, are you okay?" asked Mr. Connolly. "I'm fine, Dad, but I have to go out. I'll be back soon," answered Jordan. He quickly took his jacket and left the house. Jordan ran to Bruce's house. His friend had a driving license. Jordan knocked loudly on the door, and Bruce opened it. "Please help me," said Jordan. "Could you drive me to the shopping centre? It's urgent." "Why? What happened?" asked Bruce. "I'll explain everything in the car," answered Jordan. Luckily, the shopping centre was open for late-night shopping. Soon, the boys were at the electronic shop. "Excuse me," said Jordan to the salesman. "My father brought a broken remote control here today, and he got a new one. Can you give me the old one, please?" "I'm sorry, but I haven't got it," said the salesman. "I gave it to somebody about an hour ago. He comes to collect broken remote controls and recycles them." "Please give me his address," said Jordan. The salesman looked at Jordan strangely, but wrote down the address. Jordan quickly took the note, and the boys ran to the car. "It's already late," said Bruce. "How far is the place?" "It's not far," said Jordan, "but we have to be quick." There was a light on inside the building when they arrived, and Jordan and Bruce entered. "Hello, how can I help you?" asked the man in the shop. "Hello," said Jordan. "This afternoon, you took a broken remote control from the electronic shop in the shopping centre. Can I have it, please?" "I can't give it to you," said the man, pointing to a machine. "It's in there, and that machine is separating all the parts." "Well, you have to stop it," exclaimed Jordan. The man looked at Jordan, surprised. "I can't do that," he said. "It's already broken into small pieces. Why do you want it anyway?" Before Jordan could answer, the machine stopped. "Well, are you going to open it now?" Jordan asked the man. The man looked at Jordan and then went to the machine. Jordan and Bruce followed him. He opened it. Inside, there were some small metal and plastic pieces. "Come on," said Bruce. "Let's go. You won't find anything in there." "Wait," said Jordan, taking a small plastic piece from the machine. It was part of the front of the remote control, with some of the buttons still in it. The 4 button was there. "Look," he said. "Here's the button for the channel to the future. Can I take this piece as a souvenir? Jordan asked the man. The man looked at Jordan strangely. If you want, he answered. Jordan put it in his pocket. The boys drove home in silence. Bruce turned on the car radio to hear the news. A big tsunami hit the Hawaiian holiday resort of Moroga today, causing a lot of destruction, said the newsreader. The police informed everybody in the village before the tsunami hit, and most of them were evacuated in time, including Jed Olson, the drummer from the band Karamba. But some people didn't leave the village and died. The tsunami, exclaimed Jordan. I've been so busy, I forgot about it. Well, you did your best to help, said Bruce. Some people died, but you aren't responsible for that. They didn't want to leave the village. It's a good thing the police found the place and informed everybody about the tsunami. That's right, said Jordan. He was quiet for a moment, and then he said sadly, You know, the remote control is destroyed. Now, I'll never know the mystery behind the channel to the future. He turned on the light in the car and took the piece of the remote control from his pocket to look at it again. He was surprised. Bruce, said Jordan, I showed you this piece before, and you saw the four button. It was a four, right? Yes, why? Asked Bruce. Well, look, exclaimed Jordan. Bruce stopped the car at the side of the road, and Jordan put the piece under the light. I don't believe it, said Bruce. The four isn't here anymore. Look at this, said Jordan, pointing to something on the button. It's difficult to see, but it looks like the beginning of a word. I can see the letters F-U-T. F-U-T, Bruce repeated. I don't believe it. Do you know what that is? It's future, shouted Jordan and Bruce together. So it really was a channel to the future, said Jordan with a smile.